This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire listening area. And a pleasant Friday to you, sir.
Good morning. On a chilly Friday. I guess winter is going to make an appearance.
Eventually, yes. And plenty of fog and rain throughout the area this weekend, yep. I think. Home sales heating up, at least the number of homes being sold, or the prices kind of holding steady or dropping a bit?
Yep, they're holding steady. It's we've talked about this before, and we saw it, I think, at the beginning of August with the price trend going lower. We're seeing higher interest rates push that down. Obviously, when the interest rates tick up, that monthly mortgage payment goes up, so it reduces the price of a home that people can afford. But one of the things we're still seeing, and I'll have to admit, I was one of those folks who thought that home sales in Arkansas might slow down in the back half of 2013, and that's just not happening. In fact, the pace is increasing. The number of home sales in the four markets that we track, it's Central Arkansas, Fort Smith area, Northwest Arkansas, and that Jonesboro, Northeast Arkansas area. The home sales in those markets were up a little over 12% in August, and they're up 13.4% in October. So the pace of growth has continued into the back half. However, the value, as you noted, is coming down. The average was about the increase in terms of the total value of sales was up almost 4% in August, but that's down to just a little over 2% in this October report. But look, no one's complaining. The realtors aren't complaining. They're busier than they've been in years. And, you know, this is the one clear bright spot in Arkansas's economy.
Well, then to counter that, the Bologna Index, which was something created by Ken Kupchak at the River Valley Food Bank, shows that there are still some economic hurdles to be taken care of.
Well, and this is the Bologna Sandwich Index, which is interesting. Ken proposed this several years ago, and I first thought he was crazy, but it is. We've continued to write about it. It tracks the number of lunches provided by the SAC Lunch Program at St. John's in downtown Fort Smith, and it uses that and the Sebastian County unemployment rate and the Fort Smith metro rate to kind of predict where the jobless rate is going to go. It's kind of a predictor index. And what we're seeing is that index is up, and it's up to some of the highest levels in 2013. And what this really reflects, Kyle, is just this long-term, persistent unemployment, high unemployment rate in the Fort Smith area. We will see December 9th how the metro rates for September and October change. But, you know, when you've had more than 60 consecutive months of unemployment rate that's been at or above 7%, you know, you end up with people not being able to afford necessities like food. And we see the food banks even, as Ken Kupchak noted, many of the food pantries, as he in his words, are, quote, starting to buckle. They just can't keep up. So in Fort Smith, even though, for example, the home market is improving in Fort Smith, that region needs to see its jobless rate improve.
Well, of course, as you move into the colder months, then some family budgets can become strained even more.
Yes, I mean, you know, trying to keep it warm, and it's going to be a problem, and it's going to be jobs that keep up with it. And one of the other pressures on this is that, you know, we've seen the end of for 2 years there some of the SNAP benefits, the food stamp program. Had provided more, and that was reduced back to pre 2008 levels. You can correct me if that's wrong, but so, you know, the poor have also seen some of their food stamp benefits cut in recent months. So obviously that doesn't help.
I want to talk about three, I think I would call them, landmarks in the Fort Smith area. The Atasco Building, Arvest Tower, and Fiona Hills Country Club. All three may see some changes.
Well, the Otasco, as we've known, are the Friedman Mincer Building, which was built in 1911 and there in downtown Fort Smith on the east end of Garrison Avenue. It's definitely an iconic building. And Steve Clark, not Steve Clark, the Fayetteville Chamber guy, but Steve Clark, Fort Smith businessman. In fact, he has business operations in Northwest Arkansas as well. Has invested in that, and We've written about that before. Progress is moving, and he hopes to be in there. And a lot of folks are hoping that that's a spark. There have been some developments and some improvements to the west end of Garrison Avenue in downtown Fort Smith, and they're hoping that his work, and everybody knows that, you know, and Mr. Clark, he doesn't do anything halfway. So they're hoping that his investment, and this will also bring about 40 jobs from his ProPack Logistics. It'll be his corporate headquarters, so it'll bring those jobs downtown as well. So that'll be good. And then Arvis Tower is, and they won't tell us how much they're investing. Mr. Clark's investing a little over $2 million in his facility. But Arvest is renovating this tower. It's a recent iconic structure. It's about 30 years old, and it just needed a lot of new landscaping. It's got that 1980s kind of landscape look, and they're going to
early 1980s at that. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I remember parachute pants. So yeah, those kind of design. Same people thinking that was cool kind of designed that. But so they're redoing that. Painting that, it's going to dress that up very nice, and that's a very high traffic area. It's along Rogers Avenue, so that'll help improve the look of that area. And then the one thing that's driven a lot of traffic for the City Wire this week is this possible more than $7 million investment in Fiona Hills Country Club, and that's over 40 years old, that facility. And frankly, and I don't say this as an insult, I think even some of the members out there would say so, it looks like a funeral parlor. I mean, if you just took a picture of it and said this is a funeral parlor in Tyler, Texas, you'd say, yeah, okay, I agree. That's what it is. That's what it looks like. But Lance Beatty, and Fort Smith Redevelopment Partners, the people who bought and renovated that Phoenix Village property in Fort Smith when everybody thought they'd lost their mind to even invest in that, you know, that's now home to HMA, Sykes, over 1,200 jobs. So that same company is looking to do some renovation, try to revive Fiona Hills Country Club. It's not a done deal yet, but it's certainly got the town talking.
Well, I guess what's encouraging with all three of those projects is you have people coming in with established resumes in previous similar endeavors.
Yes, that's a great point. This isn't just, you know, some Joe Schmo who thinks he might be able to, you know, put some new lampshades up at Fiona Hills and call it a day. I mean, this, you know, for an example, because what Fort Smith Redevelopment Partners did at Phoenix Village was just completely change the look of the area and take that roughly 35-acre eyesore.
Which had been written off by many people.
Yes, for a long time.
Yeah.
And people even laughed at Lance. I remember we did some stories on it, and people even thought we were naive to write about it because, you know, you can write about it a few times, but it's not going anywhere. Well, and who knows if he may have got lucky or whatever, but, you know, and keep in mind, he did this in 2009 through 2011 when the economy in the Fort Smith metro area was still hurting. But hopefully he can do the same thing for Fiana. Like I said, Mr. Clark has a great reputation. He's even talking about having a possible microbrewery on the first floor of his building there in downtown Fort Smith. That would be it'd be very nice. And Arvest, they're not going to nickel and dime it. So three good properties being hopefully three if Fiona Hills goes through.
Okay, one more number, 8. That's the number that Arkansas Razorback football is trying to avoid tomorrow morning because it would be an 8th straight loss, the longest in program history. Any predictions?
I think they're going to hit the number.
I have never heard so much resignation in your voice before.
Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, that is the home of, obviously, the Miracles on Markham. Mm. So will we get another one? It'd be nice.
Okay. Michael Tilley is a football realist as well as the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. Michael, won't talk to you again until after Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you.
Well, happy holidays to you, and I hope you're able to say you were wrong on your prediction.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
All right, later.